Blog Talk Radio.
Prophecy Keepers Radio.
This is Jasagonie, Will Blue Otter, a seventh great grandson of Samanuka, keeper of the Holy Cherokee Ark, who during the American Revolution became first beloved man of the Cherokee, head man of the Upper, Middle, and Lower Cherokee. Please join us at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Sunday evening and learn how you, regardless of ancestry, may gain the privilege of worshiping as you please, even using indigenous, plant-based, native sacraments. Aho. You are listening to a pre-recorded interview from the archives of Prophecy Keepers Radio. You have been led by the Spirit to Prophecy Keepers Radio, a cooperative service of the White Roots of Peace Council. Whether it be the modern Asaga of Peru, the current Kahunas of Hawaii, today's medicine people of the Americas, the Holy Ones of Africa, shamans of the East, North, West, and South, or the present-day Atawehis of the Cherokee, we bring you the traditional elders and teachers of our modern times and their confidants from the Americas, the steppes of Asia, the Holy Land, the islands of the sea, Africa, and Australasia. We have not been conquered, and we defy the established order. This is Will Bluewater, the host of Prophecy Keepers Radio, speaking on behalf of the White Roots of Peace Council.
It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow?
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. OCO, Ginalii, this is Blue Otter coming to you from the Cumberland Plateau, the ancient home of the Aniuntikwalaski, the people of the lightning and thunder, or the military protectors of the Cherokee Nation.
Well, hello everybody, this is Blue Otter coming to you from Booker County in Mid-America. Curious Ozarks, and our guest, this is the show beginning the 17th of December 2005, Grandfather Red Elk's back. How are you, Grandfather Red Elk?
Oh, I'm pretty good today. I've been pretty good for 3 days. How about that?
Oh, that's 3 days in a row, huh?
Yeah.
I know, I just turned 51, so I can imagine when I get to over 60, those they get precious when you're 3 days in a row, you feel good, you know.
I
understand you've seen some things in prayer and want to maybe talk about the weather a little bit.
Well, yeah. It's about 4 weeks ago, maybe five, but more like 4 weekends ago. In my normal morning prayers, I go out and I do it in our traditional way, at least the traditional way of the Inayoka. And you first go to the four corner spirits and present tobacco, and then we go to Mother and do the same, and then to the Father Creator and the three that He is. And I see the four corner spirits. When I pray, I actually see them. Now, it's not necessarily the same that all Native Americans see, if they do see it, or them, but I see them, the southern or eastern spirit, the head spirit, the one that's the supervisor over the other three, a giant angel, I couldn't even tell you miles and miles high. And the southern spirit is, much my own size, about five and a half, 5'6". And It looks very, very human, wonderful old black man. He never speaks, but you see in his eyes. And you know what he's thinking through his eyes. The Western spirit that I call and we call Storm, and this is a rolling thunder mass as far as you can see, horizon and side to side, and it's got a face in it, a cloud-like face, and that's what he looks like to us. And then the northern spirit is a female-like angel, and they have no sexual organs or anything, but boy, I tell you, when you see a man, and you see a woman, whether sexless or not. And she's in charge of the winter time, Eastern's in charge of the summer, Southern's in charge of spring and storm, and Western is in charge of fall and all wind directions and storms, etc., throughout the year. But, and I see them each time and invite them into my prayer time. And, well, this is just about 4 weekends ago, maybe 5 this coming weekend tomorrow. This time when I presented my offerings and invitations to the Eastern Spirit. Now this is, quite an impressive angel, a no-nonsense angel. And lo and behold, he has wings. Only two of them have wings that I've seen, at least 4. And his wings were drooping behind him, and he looked very dejected and very almost despondent, sad, certainly sad. I couldn't figure out why. I've never seen this great, strong, angelic-like spirit in such a mood. Then I went to this southern spirit. Lo and behold, this one, I've never seen this happen. He came wearing a very long, heavy woolish combination very heavy long coat, very heavy and quite large, with the collar way up and, dressed for the cold. And Storm, when I looked at him, the northern or western spirit, it was dead still. The skies were, there was no rolling clouds and thunder or anything. Everything was like somebody took a picture, a still picture. And you're looking at a still picture. There was no movement there, none. And Storm looked like he was holding his breath, literally wanting to turn coloration because he's holding his breath. And then to the northern spirits, this woman, when she came, all of them, all, by the way, looked uncomfortable. Not wanting to do what they're going to have to do, but carrying out their orders. Anyway, the northern spirit, when she appeared, suddenly between her and me, I was shown, as far as I could see, a flat sheet of ice. To the left of me, to the right of me, and between her and me. Just cold, flat ice. Nothing above it. Not a building top or an antenna out of a car or a stick or a rock or anything. Just flat sheet of ice. And I went and then returned to the east, and I got the impression very strongly that they had hoped that this order that they knew would be received if people were not getting right would, they were hoping people would get right so they wouldn't have to do what they knew this order consisted of. And I don't know about this ice. I don't know if it's over the United States, over the world, over just my house, I have no idea. But it was slickest as a hockey ice field, you know, and just as flat. Well, anyway, I knew that Storm was holding off until the order was given, and then he would start glowing. And the northern spirit, she, would start sending this icy chill, and he would spread it, the storm would spread it. And it has, you know, in the connotation of it all, it has something to do, because I've never seen this southern spirit dressed in like manner, it appears. Now, don't say, I know it. I do not. I'm speculating. It appears as if the southern states or the southern hemisphere or something is going to be very, very affected. And it looks like it's going to be this year, but I'm speculating on that too. I'm never showing a date. I'm just showing events. But nevertheless, they didn't want to do it. But they had to do it because they obey the Creator. And it's going to be done. It's like it's a no-brainer. It's going to be done. Not enough people have been as one asking for guidance and asking how to pray for our world or our country or whatnot. And here, yesterday night or yesterday early morning, I hear about down in the Carolinas, their huge ice storm they got down there and also affecting another or so southern states. And it just kind of fits in.
Yeah.
And here where I'm at, in Washington State, we get a cold. And, I spent 8 days without water because the line froze.
Oh.
And got it fixed for 2 days. And it froze and had to be worked on again. We got water again. But, and we've had it a lot colder than what it is now, you know, 11, 17 degrees. That's generally nothing to me, let alone us, but it is a strange cold. It's almost like an ice pick that's been sitting in an ice factory, right there on the ice block, shoved into you. It's a different kind of a cold, and it's pretty darn miserable. So I don't know, but folks, that's what I saw, and I in my case, we are prepared. We've got a couple of good-sized tanks from our 26-foot camp trailer that we used to have. I bought new tanks and sold the trailer and left the tanks here. And I went out and bought one of those double heaters, Coleman heaters that screw on the top of these big tanks, and for propane, and also a little single heater that goes on those camper green little bottles. And so if our electricity or heat source or electric goes out, at least we can stay semi-warm by closing off most of our, or a little over half of our home, our house trailer, and literally live in the living room kitchen area. And we were, you know, we got the porta pots and stuff, and the push comes to shove, that'll go right there in the living room kitchen with us too, so. But I don't know, folks. You're just going to have to listen to what I've just said. Pray about it or whatnot. Don't run around and panic. I don't even know if it's this year, but it sure appears this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a long, cold winter. When the southern spirit, i.e. spring, shows up just like that, it gets me concerned. And so if you feel led, by all means, do similar to what we're doing. And you got no doorway or something to shut off most of your house, use heavy blankets and tape, for heaven's sake. But try to keep your house down to a room or two that the family can live in, and don't forget to crack a window if they're using any kind of wood stove or catalytic heaters or whatnot. Don't forget to do that. No use staying warm and dead, then, well, you understand what I mean. But I would suggest everybody pray about what I told, and frankly, since that scene, I'm seeing also results that seem to portray that it is this year.
Prophecy Keeper, Prophecy Keeper.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Folks, the scriptures say, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." We live in a world that's becoming more and more dangerous as time goes by. Millions of people are aware of this fact now and are actively preparing. Back in 2004, the folks here at Prophecy Keepers Foundation foresaw this situation and began preparing information for you. Friends, I seriously suggest that you head over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look at the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library. The Prophecy Keepers Trilogy is a 1,000-page intelligence briefing. The trilogy is a sum total of many years of collecting, collating, analyzing, and comparing prophecies from all over the planet. Mad Bear Anderson predicted that someone would do exactly what we have done. Mad Bear passed into spirit in 1985 before he could realize his dream of collecting and comparing prophecies from all over the world. He said in his biography, "Someday someone will collect all the native people's prophecies, myths, and legends and would publish them in one place so they could be compared with those of all native peoples worldwide, and then we really will have something." And friends, you'll be absolutely shocked to find out that we discovered exactly what that something was that Mad Bear wanted everyone to know. As it turns out, that certain special something that Mad Bear was searching for in the prophecies has everything to do with your physical safety and how to protect it. Now folks, there's absolutely nothing available on the planet like this collection. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files in 222 folders. You'll also receive direct access to links that will allow you to download all past Prophecy Keeper's interviews. Now folks, I won't kid you, Prophecy Keeper's does need money to continue to operate. So please head on over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look.
Keepers of great wisdom, truth of other times, let the wind blow.
The weather this year, it's kind of interesting. It was about last September, I started corresponding with one of the rabbis over in Israel that's part of the project where they're restoring their Sanhedrin. And, you know, I told him about this thing that I was told back in 1998, that 2005 would be the year of the Great Havoc. So, 2-3 weeks ago, he sent me an email. He says, I was cynical. He says, and when you're in my position, he says, you have got to be cynical about prophecies. He says, because they're very serious business. But he sent me a copy of a newspaper article out of a Canadian newspaper announcing that the UN had announced that the 2005 was one of the worst weather-related years in history. They used the word havoc and worldwide. And he told me, he said, there's a lot of people make a lot of predictions. He said, but to his knowledge, there had not been a prediction like mine. Well, here we go. You never want to say mine. So, the prophecy I was given by Creator, that prediction, he said, there's never been anything that he knew that was fulfilled like that for the last 2,500 years, because it was fulfilled in detail. And I said, I said, well, Ribby, and Ribby is a special ordination that the rabbis that are on the Sanhedrin get. I said, Ribby, you must not get out much. And he laughed quizzically. He listened, and I said, I know lots of these people. I mentioned Ranulph and others, and I said, you know, they'll tell you, you know, 10 minutes ahead of time the chipmunk's going to cross the road, and where it's going to cross, and whether it's going to look left or right or left again.
Or get hit by a semi.
Exactly, you know, but he was astounded, and he said he was, you know, last year he was very cynical. He says, but with the slowdown of the Gulf Stream and other things that have happened, and the day that he flew into Texas for a conference is the day that Katrina hit. And he spent about a month here in the States and witnessed and was part of the relief effort. You know, he was just mobbed by people but he thought it was really interesting. But you know, years ago I was told, my first wife and I were told by Creator that it was going to get colder. And scientists are now learning through studies of ice core samples. They've gone back through previous ice ages, and they know that global warming precedes ice ages. And there have been many small ice ages and large ice ages. There was one for 500 years, approximately, that lasted up to about 1850. But, you know, I believe it's part of the Hopi prophecy that there's going to be ice. And so this isn't anything new as far as prophecy goes. Southern Hemisphere.
It is to the world, I guess.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, the Southern Hemisphere, that's interesting. That's interesting. Yeah, I know, right. I guess it was right after we did our last interview, which is, what, you know, 5 or 6 weeks ago. I heard that you were doing some other interviews on some other stations, you know, concerning this, so we wanted to get you on and get it recorded.
Well, for the sake of the people you're listening, most of you, if any of you, are not Indians. And, but I tell you, you should pay a little more attention to your red brethren, because we know things that have been passed down for ages and ages and ages. And time after time, we've watched these things take place. And, I've been out here, like I said before, a long time. I think going on 6 years publicly. And said many things. Things that haven't happened, and strange things that people laugh at, and so on and so forth. But that's okay. That's all right. But one thing I've asked is that the native population of the world, not just our Indians, but the indigenous people in Australia and New Zealand and Africa and even the Russian steppes and stuff, that they do the best they can to now share what they have as knowledge. And I've been pounding the table. Come on, open up. That's why you got it, for this time, to give out. Don't hoard it. You just kill yourself and your children doing it. But that's why we are what we are. We were given that knowledge a long time ago. And the general populace of the world, the so-called civilized world, has forgotten that they too can contain this knowledge. They went towards technology, where we still try to stay strongly in spiritology, in the spirit of the great Creator. And that's why we are not dead, is the Creator knew darn well we had this knowledge and he wasn't going to let anybody kill it out. And sure, it's been tried and it's still being tried. But nevertheless, we're here for you. You're here for us. We can use a white man's technology to our advantage, but it doesn't mean that we have to be flooded in it and lose the knowledge that we're partakers of and keepers of. And you're darn lucky, folks, to... Well, you're darn lucky that we're dead. And I've noticed in the last maybe 5 weeks, the Native American people are listening. Whether it's to me, I doubt it. But certainly listening to the Creator. And people are stepping out of their traditional keep your mouth shut ways, saying, I can't do it anymore, folks. I don't care what you think. Dad wants me to tell, and I'm telling. The heck with you guys. And I've seen that open up more and more and more. So, frankly, I can close down more and more and more because the full bloods are starting to do what they're supposed to do.
Well, on October 17th, Sidney Has No Horses, who is Vala Sioux, and his grandfather, Frank Fool's Crow, he came out and warned the Seven Fires, which is the greater... Well, he was at a council meeting for the Cheyenne River tribe, which part of the Old Sioux Nation, and he warned them if they didn't get into unity, that there was going to be terrible things that were going to happen. He said that this winter was going to be very hard. He says it was going to be very cold for a long time. Ranchers are going to lose their horses and cows because it's not going to warm up. The price of propane is going to skyrocket, and sometimes they're not going to be able to deliver the propane to our families. And so he was issuing some stern warnings, and he was headed out to all of the different council meetings and in the Sioux Nation.
Actually, he wasn't just headed out; he was asked to come.
Yeah. I didn't know anything more about it. And have you heard anything more about him?
No, but I have various people throughout the USA, and I think one or two from Canada, have heard the same report that you're speaking of, and have sent it to me. So I've seen it many, many times. And word is getting out. Now, this man, if I remember right, what he saw was in sometime in October.
Yeah.
And he said this would all take place in 5 months. Now, I agree with what this gentleman is saying. I cannot honestly agree that it will be this year.
What he said was, and this is the 17th of October, he said, 6 months ago we had a ceremony. In this ceremony, two angels came to me, and they talked to me, and they told us of the devastation that would happen to the islands in the Indian Ocean. They told us of the earthquakes that would hit Japan. They told us of the earthquakes that will hit South America. And they also told us of the tsunami that wiped out the people, and they told us of the hurricanes that came to Florida. There's one more hurricane coming to wipe out another city. Didn't say what year. 2 weeks ago...
I tell you, Drew, I have the darndest feeling the winds are not over this.
Yeah, but he said apparently in early October they had a ceremony, and Sitting Bull came into the lodge, and Crazy Horse, and he said he talked to me, Chief Bigfoot. Now he was the one that was murdered at headed the band that was murdered at Wounded Knee in 1890, and they talked to me, and they asked me to go to the Seven Council Fires and to the Council people and to warn all these fires within 6 months. And he says, there's going to be a tidal wave that's going to wipe out Los Angeles. Within 6 months, there's going to be an eruption in the northwest with the volcanoes. Two eruptions within 6 months. They say from the eruptions of these volcanoes, the ash is coming. The Missouri River will be destroyed. They say the water we drink from the ground is going to be no longer drinkable. These hardships are coming because gold is bringing this, apparently. That was a misprint because God's bringing it. Whether you believe in Christianity, Native American church, or traditional way, if you read the Bible, we're going into the fourth seal. He says there's diseases that are coming to wipe out our children, and like the man said here, methamphetamine, RRS is very bad too, and so forth and so on. But he issued a stern warning.
Yeah. There is another warning, another vision out. But I'm not in the living room, I'm in the bedroom. And I got it out. It's from, I think, Frank Taylor. He sent it to me. I believe that's his name. And I can't remember what show he's from. But nevertheless, it's from a gentleman who's over towards India. And I think in India, but I might be mistaken. Punjab or whatever that is. And he was talking about something that just blew him away. It's quite extensive happening, cats of spirit happening over there that is to be happening. If this is of the Creator. And but he was given a time limit on it. I shy away from things that are given a, you know, time limit. Now this 5 months, 6 months that our Indian brother has talked about, that's fine. That's not a time limit.
But it was conditional to unity, if you read the whole prophecy.
Well, true. Yeah. But at the same time, what I'm saying is, I didn't catch if he was saying this year. I didn't see that. And I don't think I did. I don't think it's there. So, but whenever it does come, it's going to occur as this man sees it. And the same for Mr. Taylor. I tell you, over there on the other side in India and some of the one or two or three maybe of the Arabian states or countries, there's going to be a massive split in the earth. And I tell you true, our earth is literally starting to rip at its surface area, us, number six. And our world now has become so rotten with disobedience to God that the world is like a rotting large onion. That's, you know, it rots from the outside in. And you can hold such an onion and you can move the upper skin around. You know, it's floppy and it goes down lower and lower in time. But nevertheless, it's the upper skin that rots first and gets sloppy. And this is what it looks like to me is about to start taking place in a very big way around our earth. Folks, there's not enough of Ukraine in trust and in fearlessness, really. Many of you are praying in fear, and the things I fear have come upon me. And so you're not adding help, you're adding to the atmosphere of all the bad, you know, and you got to be fearless. You've got to be trusting to the Creator, not just to save your rear end or your children or family, but the town you're in and the city and the country and the world. And when enough people, and it's getting to be so darn hard, enough people can get into that way, then we can advert this. There can be a healing. And I don't know how that can make a rotten onion back up and start forming hardness again. But, well, that's that. He can do it. And but it's up to us. How are you praying today? Not your words, but your emotions. Are they prayer out of fear? If so, hang on to your hat. You're just adding to the problem. Are you praying at all? You should be. Pray for your government, with an S. And how many of us do this? On a daily basis, how many of you? We're too disorientated, disorganized. And it's when you, listener, and I, and the Blue Otter, and, you know, when we firmly set our goals, individually, the goals will be identical if you're trusting, loving, and fearless in the Creator. Even though I don't know you personally, I've never had email, phone calls, visits, or whatnot. And I don't even know you exist. if your mind is like my mind, and vice versa, and we're praying in that mind, then there is a great unity just between two of us. When you get tens of thousands of us doing this, not knowing each other, but all praying in the same like mind, then there is huge unity, that has the potential of changing or stopping things. Cold.
Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Folks, the scriptures say, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." We live in a world that's becoming more and more dangerous as time goes by. Millions of people are aware of this fact now and are actively preparing. Back in 2004, the folks here at Prophecy Keepers Foundation foresaw this situation and began preparing information for you. Friends, I seriously suggest that you head over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look at the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library. The Prophecy Keepers Trilogy is a 1,000-page intelligence briefing. The trilogy is a sum total of many years of collecting, collating, analyzing, and comparing prophecies from all over the planet. Mad Bear Anderson predicted that someone would do exactly what we have done. Mad Bear passed into spirit in 1985 before he could realize his dream of collecting and comparing prophecies from all over the world. He said in his biography, "Someday someone will collect all the native people's prophecies, myths, and legends and would publish them in one place so they could be compared with those of all native peoples worldwide, and then we really will have something." And friends, you'll be absolutely shocked to find out that we discovered exactly what that something was that Mad Bear wanted everyone to know. As it turns out, that certain special something that Mad Bear was searching for in the prophecies has everything to do with your physical safety and how to protect it. Now folks, there's absolutely nothing available on the planet like this collection. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files in 222 folders. You'll also receive direct access to links that will allow you to download all past Prophecy Keepers interviews. Now folks, I won't kid you, Prophecy Keepers does need money to continue to operate. So please head on over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look.
Keepers of great wisdom, truth of other times, let the wind blow.
It's really interesting you should mention that, because Rabbi Mikhail Shlomo Baron was telling me that observant Jews pray three times a day. And he says for millennia they have asked for, I think it's 18 things. They just passed, of course, the restoration of the House of Israel back to her homeland was a big one. And the one after that one was a restoration of righteous judges over Israel. And apparently that is in process. But the next thing they pray for after that is the destruction of the wicked, and after that comes the rewarding of the righteous. And but they in unity, this is what they've done. I can't remember the name of the prayer. I have to go back and listen to the interview. But this is what they daven. They pray in formal worship three times a day, every day, morning, afternoon, and evening. And they always ask for the same 17
unity in one.
Mm-hmm. They all ask for these 18 blessings. Oh, it's called the Amida, which
you know
is
what that means.
Yeah, the Amida, and they ask for 18 things.
Well, I would shy away from destruction of the wicked. Changing of the wicked is what I would strive for. I don't want to see anybody die, but I'd sure like to see them learn that they don't have to be that. that they can join a wonderful club.
Yeah, well, these are things that they were commanded to pray for, and they asked
the destruction of the wicked ways.
Yeah, well, they asked for you know, certain requests, and but yeah, and things are happening. It's they're happening in that order, so there's something going on, and but you get several, and these are the observant Jews, which is about 10% of worldwide Jewry or Orthodox Jews. So, things can happen. Well, look at what Art Bell and his group were able to do, and scared Art so bad he won't do anything.
Yeah, mind literally over matter, yeah.
Yeah.
And, he was on to a really hot thing. Of course, we in medicine know this anyway, and whether individually or group, but scripturally, where two or more are gathered together in my name, and that name means love, and you're praying in right standing, righteousness, and goodness, boy, you can do wondrous things. An individual alone can do wondrous things. But when you got more than one individual, it's unbelievable. And when you got hundreds or thousands, it is awe-inspiring.
Oh, yeah.
As an Inuhayoka, I got to always use one of my checks. I tell people check three times. And one of my checks was always with the good book. And where two or more are gathered together in love, that means loving your enemies, it means loving your earth, loving your environment, loving your neighbors, loving your mother-in-law or whatnot. You know, in love, real love, not just, I love you at the moment, or I love you because you're a pretty good guy. But love is a kind of love that very few are able to really dip into. It's a God love. It's unbelievable. But if you can get into that way, the things that you can see as an individual, and when many are in that way, or even another, it's just like you've gone to the Great Wall of Jericho and blew a horn, and it all falls down around your feet.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I know we were a little concerned about the propane thing, so we prepaid ours for the year. I would recommend that that people do the same if they can, and or at least have a backup source of heating for the year.
Well, I don't fear, but I do have that backup source, because frankly, I'm pretty much aware of the world, people, what they're failing to do. And my side bet, if you want, is to get heat for the house and try to stay warm and things like that. It's not fear. It's just wisdom, sense.
Sure.
And I'm just, and I'm trying to tell you, listeners, don't fear, but go out there. It isn't going to hurt to do it, and you better do it now. Well, if this is going to be true about this year, this winter, then you better get a jump on everybody else. And of course, penny tanks are empty and can't get filled. And, we make a lot of investments, all of us, some unwise, insane, and stuff like that. Well, make an investment. Have one less beer, damn it, and put that change for the day in a little bank, and at the end of the week, go down and get something that will help you when the time comes. That beer isn't going to help you.
Yeah.
And, you understand what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
But don't do it in fear. Just do it in misery. But again, don't believe a word I tell you, folks. You're going to have to check on this in your own way. And if you feel that I'm telling truth, then be wise. But don't be fearful, just be smart. Be wise.
Well, tell folks about your DVD.
Oh, I get bored about that. But I got a DVD up, and it tells about what Dad showed me over 3 days, visions. It's quite long. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes. It's quite boring. But it's fairly well done. I wish there were some little other things involved in making it, but they did an outstanding job. And you can always turn it off when you're starting to get tired of watching the show. And go to the bathroom or run down and make some popcorn or something. And come back and start it up again. But it was an 11 and a half hour taping that has been condensed down to 2 hours and 40 minutes. And it's called The Great Vision. And it occurred when I was fasting and fasted for 69 days. And yes, I did. And I used vitamins and took whole tomato juice and stuff like that. But my wife, she's here, she can verify this. But nevertheless, it's what Dad showed me over 3 days, period. Not just an hour the first day and then a backup and then a little bit, just to remind me, refresh my memory. This is where we left off yesterday now. And then go on and the same on the third day. But again, 11 and a half hours of telling what this is all about, and a lot more than what has been condensed into what was there. It still hits the main point, and it is not about fear. It is only about fear if that's the way you're going to take it, because it is about hope. It can change. But if it doesn't change, you better expect this happen. What I saw to happen will happen. I did not come out with this until I saw most of it happen over the last number of years. And then I thought, well, I got no choice. It's rolling right along, and I feel safe now to tell it all, which I did. And you can get that on my website, redout.org. That'll put you into the website. That's simple enough. All one letter, or one word, and all little, and all together. And redout.org. And it's not that expensive. I can't even remember. What is it, about 22 bucks or something? Do you know?
Yeah, U.S. and Puerto Rico, including shipping. It's $20 plus $5 shipping. Canada slightly more.
But if you can afford it and want some ongoing prophecy and feel led after prayer, please, then please order it. I sold maybe 14 this last month.
Yeah.
So I do get a share. I get $10. And then the government takes this share. So I'm not getting rich off of this, but it's out there for you.
Somebody, I can't find the pictures on your website, but somebody sent me a picture of you standing in front of a small elk herd with a rainbow behind you.
It's not in the website. It's on the DVD, if I recall correctly.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. And okay. Alrighty. And then, okay, all right, yeah, because, yeah, it was a picture of you, and then it looked like you turned into a being of light or something on there.
Boy, I don't know. I mean, watched it once. And I thought, oh, gee, this is boring. That guy knows what he's talking about. I've heard it dozens of times, you know.
Well, it looked pretty cool, because you had your hand up in the air, and looked like you turned into lightning, and okay. know their special effects. Either that.
I don't recall that happening when I was doing it. So but, it had to be something that they put in. They're very good at their job.
Yeah.
There's a matter of, I sort of kind of wish I backed it up with some pictures of us talking, you know, moving pictures, get my darn monkey face out of the way, but, you know, it's still darn good. And if you can buy it, then feel led at the praying, please, in your own way. Buy it, and don't be afraid to pass it around and show your friends. Because they may never have heard of this and never had the opportunity to buy it. It's, don't copy it, but don't be afraid to share it.
And I guess you finally got your IRS 501c3. So,
no, I did not.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
I did not.
But I
don't know what happened to it. This went on for 3 years. Finally, I've ordered my webmaster, and he's done so, to take off this tax-exempt thing, because I have no proof that I am on this. I got it for the state.
For the state, yeah.
But not for federal. And so I just said, maybe I'm doing something wrong here. And I thought the state was a federal, and it turned out it wasn't.
Yeah, maybe they're... you might want to. Maybe they sent you a letter and they're waiting for you to do something. You never know what that is.
They never sent me any letter unless they sent it through their mail system.
Well, you sent in. Did you ever send into the IRS?
Yeah, I gave them, I don't know, $154.
Yeah, I mean, it's up to $500 now.
Oh, gee.
Yeah, you might write them a letter and ask them, hey, what happened?
We have.
I'll be darned.
Many times.
That's weird.
No,
well, regardless, I know you can use donations. Well, I encourage
folks. I'm not ashamed to admit it. Yes, I can. I've got three people, of which all three, one, a man and wife, that do send a monthly support. And the others, they send as they can when they can. And I do get extra from here and there, but I spent a whole lot more money on just phones a month.
Oh yeah.
Than I get in support. But I'm doing Dad's job, even though my wife is working her can off trying to keep up with everything, and we are in debt. And I wouldn't mind sharing the fact that we are deep in debt, but Dad just keeps plodding along and make sure that we get enough, and occasionally a little bit more. Everything could go on our bills. But, you know, you can't live for bills alone. And so occasionally we go out to have a dinner, my wife and grandson and myself. And, you know, our idea of dinner is like Arby's or something like that. You know, McDonald's. And about twice, maybe three times a year, we'll even go out and really splurge and have a good steak dinner or something like that. You got to have some fun. I mean, this is my job, and I work for the money, and my family's involved. And believe me, oddly enough, I received a very large donation here recently. Don't worry, IRS, and you'll know about it. But, and I thought, oh boy, I can go down and pay this one bill, pay it off completely, and have enough money left over to put down a sizable chunk on each of these other two bills. Well, I was headed to town, and I needed ink very badly for my printer to print out the cells, the things that I sell, you know, how to levitate and stuff like that. I had those lessons. But I'm running out of ink, and I had no money. So I had to get that, and so that's the first stop after the bank. And got that, and then I started heading off to pay this one bill off, and suddenly, no, buy a suit. And I, what? Buy a suit. I said, no, wait a minute. This has got to be my imagination. I says, I haven't worn a suit in 37 years. Buy a suit. Come on, man. Quit thinking this way, Red Hawk. This is ridiculous. You got bills. Buy a suit, buy a suit, buy a suit. And I'm still heading, you know, towards the middle of our little downtown. And that dang thing was so insistent, I just said, oh, the heck with it. Okay, I don't know why, but I'll obey. And pulled in, and I bought a suit. Now, a suit needs shirts and a tie and the belt and then even the shoes. And holy mackerel, well, I ended up with under $2 left of this large donation. And all I can think of, the reason I have to have all this pretty stuff, and it was not cheap. We don't have Sears or any of these other Walmarts or something where I live. And it's quite a long drive to get to those kind of things. So it was an expensive suit. And so I ended up spending almost every darn penny of it. And literally almost every penny of it. And but for why? All I can think of is I'm going to look pretty dang good in my old cardboard coffin. That's the only thing I can think of. For the life of me, I have no idea. But I'm obeying.
Tell me your great secrets deep inside your heart.
I'll see you. Be sure and stay tuned. We'll be returning in just a few moments. Folks, the scriptures say my people perish for lack of knowledge. We live in a world that's becoming more and more dangerous as time goes by. Millions of people are aware of this fact now and are actively preparing. Back in 2004, the folks here at Prophecy Keepers Foundation foresaw this situation and began preparing information for you. Friends, I seriously suggest that you head over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look at the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library. The Prophecy Keepers Trilogy is a 1,000-page intelligence briefing. The trilogy is a sum total of many years of collecting, collating, analyzing, and comparing prophecies from all over the planet. Mad Bear Anderson predicted that someone would do exactly what we have done. Mad Bear passed into spirit in 1985 before he could realize his dream of collecting and comparing prophecies from all over the world. He said in his biography, "Someday someone will collect all the native people's prophecies, myths, and legends and would publish them in one place so they could be compared with those of all native peoples worldwide, and then we really will have something." And friends, you'll be absolutely shocked to find out that we discovered exactly what that something was that Mad Bear wanted everyone to know. As it turns out, that certain special something that Mad Bear was searching for in the prophecies has everything to do with your physical safety and how to protect it. Now folks, there's absolutely nothing available on the planet like this collection. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files in 222 folders. You'll also receive direct access to links that will allow you to download all past Prophecy Keepers interviews. Now folks, I won't kid you, Prophecy Keepers does need money to continue to operate. So please head on over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look.
Keepers of great wisdom, truth of other times, let the wind blow.
Well, who knows? Maybe you're going to... Well, we'll have to watch and see what the fulfillment of that is. I know... Yeah, I've had things like that happen, too. I know back in 76, something like that happened. You know, I was told... Stepped off of a street to curb, and I was in a crosswalk, and this voice inside my head said, "You're going to be married in a place very near here, by a certain time," which was early March, you know, coming up, and I thought to myself, "Get thee behind me, Satan." I didn't want to have anything to do with women. And 2 weeks later, I met my first wife, and we were married 5 weeks after that. And then one day we stepped off into the same crosswalk on the way back to church.
Stay away from that crosswalk.
Oh, yeah. And I just froze. And oh, my gosh, and I told her about the experience. And the crosswalk led to a boulevard strip in front of the house that we got married in. You know? It was just unbelievable.
Well, the Creator told me that my wife, my first wife, you've not met her, but she's my first wife and the only wife I've ever had. That's why I say she's my first wife. But he told me that my wife lived very close to where I was at the moment. And by then I was looking. I'd always wanted to be an official bachelor. And you have to be 25 and not married to be a bachelor. And I was 26 and was trying to get married. I'm just tired of the single life. And lo and behold, the telling was correct. And I met my to-be wife a year later here, you know, many, many miles from where that happened. And but lo and behold, she was from that area.
Huh.
So anyway...
Amazing. And yeah. Sometimes things come into your head and they just seem like they're nuts.
Yeah.
You know, rather than thinking to yourself, oh, you're nuts, just go with it and put it up on the shelf. I know there's lots of things that I've been told just put up on a shelf. And sometimes, you know, you're required. You know, like years ago, even before my son, 25 years ago, we were told it's going to get colder. So, you know, my wife and I, you know, our son came 9 years after we were married because she had a low thyroid, but we started preparing even before then. We, when we would find, like, some stuff at Big Lots of kids' clothes and consumer goods, and we got a real good buy on moon boots, inflated boots for every size from one all the way up to, you know, the adult sizes to make sure that our kids had something to keep their feet warm should, you know, something happen. And Joanne and I both bought surplus U.S. Army, well, they call them Mickey Mouse gear, you know, it's those.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's what they call it, too, Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, because it's the big, you know, Sub-Zero boots, and she was lucky enough to get some of the white ones, which are, I guess some of them are for cold with ice, and some of them cold with dry.
Oh, you know. Those white ones where the air blows up?
Yeah.
Therefore, your bomber crew should go way up in the sky.
Yeah, yeah. And she got those, and I got some black ones, and which are for ground pounders, and you know, make sure, you know, even if you went into, you know, heaven forbid, a fallout shelter or something, and, you know, you're going to keep your feet warm. Because your feet are warm, you know, it's going to help keep the body warm. And keep the feet and the head warm.
Well, you might think that we're just sort of chatting, and in truth we are. But we're chatting with information for you. I have three sets of snowshoes here, one for the wife, one for me, one for the youngest child. We've been getting ready for a long time. And if you are one that has saved food for YK2, and you're very smart, even though you think, boy, that was a bad one, and I got all this pile of food. No, 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 no. No, you're smarter than you know. And the only thing that you need to do is recycle it before it's too old and it's literally unusable.
Yep.
Even flour does turn bad.
Oh, yeah.
So get out there, break it open, and start using it now and get in new. I'd buy an advance because things are going to be popping if they continue on so quick that by the time you use 5 gallons of flour, there might not be any flour to buy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've got a grain mill. The best one in the well, we have one that's made by Retsel, R-E-T-S-E-L, out of McCammon, Idaho. They sell them all over the world, and they have never had a set of The little mills they make two that are hand crank and one that's electric. But they said
stay away from the electric.
Yeah, they said they.
Then folks start buying things at a manual.
Get them on
you
eBay.
Put out a little more money for it.
You can get them on eBay, $30, $40, $50 to get the RETSEL mini. I think it's called the. Anyway, just put Retzel Mill in and keep watching for them, and you can pick them up for $35 to $50. But the company says that after all the years, it says they've never had, they've had people wear out stones, and they also make, you can also get metal burrs, they said, but they've never had a machine wear out, never had the bushings or any of the parts wear out on any machine they've ever made.
Sounds good, but you do me a favor.
Sure.
Send me an email on that, because it flies right out my
sure.
Open. I don't have windows up there anymore, folks. I'm twisting.
Sure, sure.
So please do so. I'll check into that. It's something that we need. We have something similar that nothing breaks down. It's called a pestle and a stone to grind it in.
Yeah, he's a little bit nicer than that.
Yeah.
But I watch eBay, and one of the things I watch it for is these Retzel mills. And next one that comes up, I'll shoot you an email. So you can set up. You can go into eBay, do a search for Retzel, and that after the search is over with, over on the right hand side.
Wait a minute. You talk to the people. Don't talk.
Yeah,
to them.
I am.
You know me.
Yeah, over on the right hand side. After you do the search, you can. There's a little link that says "Add to Favorite Searches," and you can click on that, and then you can tell eBay to send you an email every day, for 12 months, looking for this particular product, and they will.
Oh.
And that's how you find good deals. And then if you could particularly try to find auctions ending Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, because they're going to be the cheapest. And, stuff that's, most people try to start auctions around noon on Sunday because that's, when the most people are online. It's kind of fun using eBay. Well, we sure appreciate you coming on. Anything else you feel impressed to tell the folks?
Don't forget, the Creator told me a long time ago during this vision, the great vision, I asked him, why are you showing me this? And I'm quoting, the people are not ready for the upcoming times. Now that was a number of years ago. We are in those upcoming times right now.
Yep.
He said to be prepared for the upcoming times, I'm quoting, read the Word of God daily.
Yeah.
Pray on your knees daily. If you can do so daily. And believe all you read in the Word of God daily. Now, there's a little trick to that. The Word of God is manipulated over many centuries by man. And thou shalt not kill derives from the word murder. A big difference. I've talked about this before. Buy a concordance, folks, and use it. Not one of these little part concordances that are in the back of Bibles, but the actual book itself. A strong concordance is the one I highly recommend. STRONGS, concordance. You can go to any pastor or priest, and in less than a half an hour, you'll know exactly how to use it. Very simple. But in so doing, when you come up to a verse or whatnot that throws you aback, get into the concordance. You'll know what it's all about when the pastor or whatnot helps you understand what it's all about. And it has root words. That word derives from, that word derives from number so-and-so. You go and check that out. And that one might derive from number so-and-so. You check that out. Until you get to the very tip of the root and you know exactly what God's word is. not what man has changed it to be and called it God's Word. But you have an excellent knowledge. Now, if you read God's Word, not man manipulated God's Word, with the use of the concordance, then you will have some very high knowledge of that Bible that most people never even think about. They just accept it as is, which is generally pretty good, but you got to watch out. There's little traps there. So, he told me to do these three things. Read the Word daily. Pray on your knees daily. Believe daily that Word of God. And then he said, if they will do this, they will be prepared for the upcoming times. I can give you no better advice than what I've just told you.
Right.
That and don't fear, folks. And let's get in unity of one mind under God, under love, despite not knowing who the other one is or where they're at. All in like mind, the Creator will put that mind in there. And you as an individual brain, he'll have dozens, if not hundreds of thousands, praying the same way. So they are in like mind, in unity. And in unity, and when two or more are gathered together in His name, love, there am I also, love, and your prayers will be answered. So,
good advice.
What more can I say?
Good advice. And for the folks who are listening, there is a link, a text link, with a little picture of Strong's Concordance directly above the audio player on the page that you're listening. And you can click on that link during the interview. It'll open up a new page. Take you to eBay. You can buy a Strong's Concordance for $12.97.
Yeah, and it runs... It runs creation around that little thing that you call a concordance in the back of somebody's Bible.
Oh, yeah. Basically what it is...
Every word in the Bible.
Yeah, every word in the Bible, and it'll tell you every place where that appears in the New and Old Testament, so you can kind of get a feel for what these words mean, because, you know, that translation, you know, the way they used to speak, you know...
Greek, Chaldean, Hebrew.
You know, it can be kind of daunting and a good educational tool. Well, we sure appreciate you coming on the show again.
I thank you for asking me, my brother.
You bet. And,
okay, well, regards to all there, and Merry Christmas, Merry Christ's birthday. I'm not ashamed to say that.
Yep, Merry Christmas to everybody out there.
Yeah.
Happy Hanukkah for those Jewish friends of ours, and anybody...
You know, Christ was a Jew, remember, so don't shrug your shoulders and say, oh, no.
Right.
You know,
for all those that, in the Mithras cult, you know, thank you very much for the December 25th holiday.
Yeah, and folks, I do not press, push, or anything with religion or denomination, so... Any religion or any offshoot of it, I'm dead set against all of them. But I am very much set in helping you to understand that that's a great word of God. And with these, the concordance, if you're wise, that was a one-on-one series of letters from Dad right to you. Not from a pastor telling you what it means, but from Papa to you.
Yeah.
Personal letters. You.
That's right. And, you know, there might have been a few filters of translation. But if you get into the Word, then you'll start getting the Word for yourself, which is... It helps. It helps to get...
Yeah, and you probably end up leaving your if you're a church floor, you probably end
oh,
up
yeah.
leaving the church. Or be forced to leave it.
Yeah, well, you know, what did Jesus say? You know, you can't be ashamed of Him and... Well, anyway, it's a good thing to do, and we hope you and yours are safe up there, and I'll be in touch sometime soon, and I look forward to seeing your DVD.
Okay, my brother.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Good night to all, and may the Creator bless you all.
Aho.
Hi, hi. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Let the truth be known to all mankind again. Prophecy keeper, prophecy keeper, prophecy
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. Intently through the years.
Let the wind blow.
Let the wind blow.